Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. We are on the Friday of this week, the last day. I mean, maybe it's not Friday for you, wherever you're listening to it, but we are in Friday, so we're in Friday mood. Nice weather. Hopefully it's sunny where you are, and you're enjoying your Friday so far. And we're going to put the cherry on top of our week together, just going through these unbelievably powerful passages through Romans chapter 8. We started in Romans 8 last week. We're here again, and we've made it through, let's see, verse 9 through verse 14 so far. So we're doing pretty good. We've made it in a week through a couple of verses, and the Lord's been speaking to us, been feeding us, been strengthening us to live our lives in the power of the Spirit, setting our minds on Him, looking to Him, loving Him. And I want to encourage you, it's a little too much to recap. I would take the whole episode today if I recapped our entire week, but I'll just leave off from yesterday. We're talking about being rooted as sons and daughters of God, being rooted in the ground, being rooted in this reality that we are a son or daughter of God, and He loves us and He delights in us. And that's where we go from. That's the gift of belonging to God. Not that we just get to come into His house as slaves, as servants, but we come into His house as sons and daughters. It's the amazing gift of the gospel. And it's also an identity that we have to grab hold of and live into. This is the reality of who we are in Christ. Amen. Amen. So let's get into our psalm for today. We're going to be in Psalm 5. It's like another psalm really of lament, of supplication. I'm going to be skipping around a little bit in our prayer, but we're going to be reading some really good chunks of it. So let's pray our psalm, and then let's dive into the last couple passages that we're going to get into today, because we have some really, really rich stuff here. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beginning to pray this. Through the abundance of your steadfast love, I will enter your house. I will worship toward your holy temple in the fear of you. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make straight the way before me. I'm going to skip forward. Let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy, for you do defend them, and those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord, and you cover him with favor as a shield. Lord, through the abundance of your steadfast love, we will enter your house. We'll worship you in your holy temple out of holy fear of the Lord. So lead us, Lord, we beg you, lead us in your righteousness. Pour out the abundance of your steadfast love so we can enter your house, so we can worship you in your holy temple in righteousness and in justice. Lord, we love you. In you we take refuge. We sing for joy at the power of your name, at the abundance of your love. Thank you that you are who you say you are. And let your righteousness and your favor cover us as a shield. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So again, I'm going to read Romans 12 through 17, and we're going to Romans 8, 12 through 17, not the chapters 12 through 17. That would be a lot. And I don't even think there's a Romans 17, but we're going to read Romans 8, 12 through 17, and we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. So then, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if you live by the Spirit, you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a fear to fall back into slavery, but you received a spirit of sonship. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is the Spirit Himself bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided that we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. So we have a lot to cover in the next 10 minutes here. So we left off saying you are a son or daughter of God. And I love this. Paul says this declaration. He says, you have not been given a spirit of fear. Raise your hand if you've ever lived under a spirit of fear. This is a very common spirit that a lot of us live under. Fear of the future. Fear of what will happen to us, what will happen to our families, fear of God not coming through for us. And ultimately what Paul is talking about here is a fear of death. That through the flesh, under the reign and terror of sin and the enemy, the human race without God is enslaved into a fear of death, into a fear of our ultimate outcome. And without God, our lives are ruled by this fear of death, by ultimately this fear that we're deteriorating, this fear that we have nowhere to go, this fear that manifests itself in fear of anxiety for the future. It makes us ruminate on the ways that God's not coming through for us, fear that we'll never find someone, fear we won't be in our vocation, fear that God won't take care of us. A lot of us live under anxiety of fear, but Paul is giving this insane declaration. He's saying, you have not been given a spirit of fear. So actually, the spirit of fear, it's like a foreign object in your body. This is like such a crazy analogy that just came into my mind, and it's weird, but I'm going to say it anyway. It's like, have you ever seen those crazy shows? They usually have them on like TLC. They're like those crazy medical shows. And they have like these whole shows about doctors who have like made mistakes. Doctors who have made mistakes in surgeries. And they do these shows about like this doctor did a surgery and he accidentally forgot the scissors in this person's body and he tied it up. And so there's like this foreign object living in this person's body. This is what fear is to a believer. Again, I told you it was a crazy comparison. It was a crazy analogy. But once we enter into the fullness of who God is asking us to be and who God is calling us to be through the power of the Spirit, for the believer, fear of death, even though it's natural to our sinful state, fear is now foreign to one who hopes in Christ. And it's not a condemnation to say, if you have fear, like boo on you, you must not really know Christ. But we have to fight against it. We have to fight against the spirit of fear because now it's no longer in our nature. He's saying you have not been given a spirit of fear. You've been given a spirit of sonship. Because a spirit of fear brings you back into slavery to sin. So through that spirit of fear, you become a debtor to the flesh. And you become fearful and you're then attached to these patterns of sin. This is so much why, friends, we reattach to old patterns of sin is because we're afraid. We're afraid to live without that thing that we're attached to. We're afraid of the future. We're afraid of not being soothed. We're afraid of not having enough. We're afraid, so we grasp and we enter back into the ways of the flesh. And so that fear brings us back into a slavery under the dominion of death. But he's saying, you've not been given a spirit of fear to bring you back into slavery. You've been given a spirit of sonship, that you belong in the house of God, in the Son. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. What comes with a spirit of sonship is a spirit of belonging, a spirit of power, a spirit of delight, not a spirit of fear or of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, of self-control, of freedom. That because you've been given a spirit of sonship, you are free in the Lord. And so he's saying, walk free. Do not be enslaved. Do not live under the slavery. You may still do it, but remember, there is another way. And he continues on. For you do not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of sonship. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is the Spirit himself bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided that we suffer with him in order that we may be also be glorified with him. Our spirit cries, right? The Spirit of God comes in us and makes us a son or daughter of God. And our spirit cries out, Abba. I love that translation. Sometimes we're uncomfortable with it. Daddy. This familiarity of reaching our hands up and saying, Father, Daddy, hold me. Take me into your arms. Make me belong to you. And when we cry that out, the witness, there's a witness of the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God confirms our identity. I love this. In the Catechism, it says confirmation. The sacrament of confirmation gives a special strength of the Holy Spirit. It roots us more deeply in divine filiation, divine sonship, which makes us cry, Abba, Father. We can invoke God as Father because he is revealed to us by his Son become man and because his Spirit makes him known to us. This personal relation of the Son to the Father is something that men cannot conceive of, yet we are called to share in it. We cry out, the Spirit us enables to cry out and call God our Father. We groan, God, you are our Father. And then the Spirit of self bears witness, it confirms in us that yes, you are children of God, gives us that stamp, this is who you are. So when we're in heaven, this is how God sees us. And I can't end this passage without acknowledging this amazing thing. If we are children, then heirs. Heirs of God and fellow heirs of Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. If we are children of God, we are also heirs of his kingdom, fellow heirs with Christ, co-heirs with the eternal only begotten Son of the Father. We've said this before. St. Thomas Aquinas says, what belongs to Jesus by nature belongs to us by grace. We are given what is given to Jesus. We are raised up with him. We are seated with him at the right hand of the Father. The love that the Father has for the Son comes into our hearts. We are co-heirs with Christ. How? If we suffer with him. He's inviting us. He's already invited us. We've already been crucified with him. And it is no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in us. Like Paul says, we've been crucified with him, but in our lives, we can take the sufferings of our life, the circumstances that go wrong, and God uses them. He uses everything. And we'll talk about this more in the next section as we pick that, whenever we pick this back up. But he's inviting us to suffer with him, not because he hates us, not because he's a bad God, but because if we suffer with him, we will reign with him. Jesus's path to kingship, his path to reigning at the right hand of the Father is obedience to death on a cross. It's rising up the hill. It's being raised on a cross. It's being beaten. It's being mocked. It's being scorned. It's being rejected. It's being the suffering servant. The path of the king in the kingdom is suffering. And so Jesus is saying to be co-heirs with me, to belong to me, to walk with me. I want you to be seated in heavenly places, but the way to get there is not to go high, it's to go low. Go as low as I went. Embrace your suffering. Cling to the cross because I am there with you. And as you suffer with me, you will reign with me. You will be glorified. What Jesus prayed for in John 17 is that the glory that he had before the foundation of the world between him and the Father and the Holy Spirit, we would have that, we would experience that. And when we suffer with him, we are raised to new life and the glory of the only Son of God shines upon us and we share in eternal glory. God, give us the grace to suffer with you, that we may be co-heirs with you and receive your glory in the life to come. Thank you for joining us. Join us next week. God bless you.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burak's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.